I heard him call out in alone. Then I heard him call out in a loud voice, saying, "Draw near, O executioners of the city, each with a weapon of destruction in hand." And I saw six men coming from the direction of the upper gate, which faces north, each with a weapon of slaughter in his hand. With them was another man clothed in linen, who had a riding kid at his side. And they came in and stood beside the bronze altar. Then the glory of the God of Israel rose from above the cherubim where it had been, and moved to the threshold of the temple. And he called to the man clothed in linen who had the writing kit at his side. "Go throughout the city of Jerusalem," said the Lord, "and put a mark on the foreheads of the men sighing and groaning over all the abominations committed there." And as I listened, he said to the others, "Follow him through the city and start killing. Do not show pity or spare anyone. Slaughter the old men, the young men and maidens, the women and children. Now begin at my sanctuary." So they began with the elders who were before the temple. Then he told them, "Defile the temple and fill the courts with the slain. Go forth." So they went out and began killing throughout the city. While they were killing, I was left alone. And I fell face down and cried out, "Oh Lord God, when you pour out your wrath on Jerusalem, will you destroy the entire remnant of Israel?" He replied, "The iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great. The land is full of bloodshed, and the city is full of perversity. For they say the Lord has forsaken the land. The Lord does not see. But as for me, I will not look on them with pity, nor will I spare them. I will bring their deeds down upon their own." Clothed in linen, with the riding kit at his side, reported back, "I have done as you commanded."